Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
A Forbidden Fruit. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
In a New York Post poll from 2019, America's favorite vegetables were ranked as corn, potatoes, carrots, and tomatoes. Which isn't surprising, I suppose, as most of these aren't even technically considered vegetables, especially not the tomato, which is technically a fruit. But the wildest thing about this poll is that until 50, 100 years ago, the tomato was widely considered to be dangerously poisonous, a toxic plant that would only result in a most certain death. So how did the tomato go from being what Europeans called the poison apple to being one of America's top-ranking vegetables? The answer is short, but also complicated. Let's get into it. According to Smithsonian Magazine, tomatoes are native to Mesoamerica, their seeds introduced to Europe by Spanish conquistadors returning to Spain in the 16th century. At first, the ripe, vibrant plant was purely ornamental because it was commonly thought that tomatoes belonged to the nightshade family of plants, which is true, and that they were also incredibly deadly, which is not true. John Gerard, a horticulturist whose widely read magazines published in England in 1597, dismissed tomatoes as poisonous and, quote, of rank and stinking savor. Eventually, though, Europeans got hungry and curious. The then very rare tomato was made available to rich Europeans, who quickly got sick and died from eating them, hence solidifying their reputation as, quote, the poison apple. But what European aristocrats didn't realize was that the fatalities of their rich friends weren't from tomatoes, but their choice of plate. 18th century European aristocracy ate off of fancy pewter plates, which are basically just lead slabs. Not so good. When tomatoes were served on these plates, the fruit's acidity literally sucked the highly toxic lead into the body of the porous tomato, turning it from vegetable to death wish. Over time, however, these deaths seem to have been forgotten, and English growers embraced the tomatoes, as did Italians. But the best European PR for the tomato? Pizza. In 1880s Naples, the tomato began to be a staple of Italian cuisine. Let's take a break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs, or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Colonists arrived back in America not being super into the tomato. Again, it was still widely thought of as deadly, just from the vague recollection of rich Europeans dying from eating them. British horticulturist Alexander Livington said in 1850 that the first tomatoes he ever encountered grew wild and were poison. Quote, "Even the hogs will not eat them." Still, tomatoes were slowly cultivated along the Atlantic coast and Mississippi River, gaining a foothold in the South. The Civil War was a game changer for the tomato. The fruit grew quickly and was easily canned and preserved. After the war, demand for canned products grew, and industrialization made the tomato the most canned product in America. Obviously, not poison. But even still, the beliefs that tomatoes are kinda deadly prevails. Well, in one way. Many believe the leaves and stalks of the plant, and not the fruit, are poisonous. This is not true, even though tomato plants give off a kind of spicy aroma, one that might be confused with danger. But no, setting the record straight, nothing about the tomato is harmful in any way. Unless it's to your ego, either by dodging one or speaking misinformation. Truly, the wholesome tomato, a staple in nearly all of America's diets, is still trying to shed its dark reputation.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.